Springer.
This is the East Springer.
I will call the July 21st Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Sumwalt, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I am here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a full house. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B is approval of the minutes of the July 7th Plan Commission. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to public hearing and business matters. Item C1, Evergreen Park Estates Residential Lots Development. Let's do Mr. Deedle first with an overview.
Thank you. This is for a rezoning. There's a drainage way that's located in the middle of this property, which is located immediately north of Evergreen Street, and we're having difficulties with the computer system, so we're not able to bring it up on screen. But this property is north of Evergreen, west of Pleasant View Park, and east of 51st Street. It extends all the way to the north to approximately where Pleasant View Street would be extended at some point in the future. They're proposing a couple lots for a preliminary plat subdivision at this time, future development of the rest of the property at some point in the future for the rest of the subdivision. But on this property, including a portion for these first six lots, is an old drainage way with an old C1 zoning district on it. That C1 zoning district was removed from the UDO, the Unified Development Ordinance, a number of years ago. But for whatever reason, that zoning district was not removed from the map. So that's what this proposal is just to remove that old C1 zoning, which is associated with the drainage way in the middle of the property, to rezone all of that property to R3.
Okay. Mr. Sumwalt, you have a notice to read?
R6.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 21st, 2006 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132 to hear public comment regarding an application by Rick J. Prisbilla, President of Creative Homes, Inc., for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a portion of a certain parcel of land from C1 Conservancy District to R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District for a portion of the property located approximately 7501 South 49th Street.
Here's we have a properly noticed public hearing. Before I open a public hearing, I do want to make mention that Mr. Prisbilla turned 1 year older today. So happy birthday, Rick. With that, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Harwin Wilhelm.
Kristen Wilhelm, 3851 West College. I was a little bit puzzled by the public hearing notice at first, and I wanted to make sure all the neighbors knew and understood what the rezoning quest was. If you read it the way it sounds, it says Evergreen Park Estates Residential Lot Development is the headline. As you most of you know, Evergreen is the street to the south of the properties that are up on 49th Street. And while the Evergreen portion has been brought up over and over, the residents there, I think, are pretty used to this development coming in at this point. Kind of prepped them and kept them aware of that for quite some time. However, I guess I wanted to know if the subdivision to the north is also going to be named Evergreen Park Estates.
Mr. Prisbilla?
We have not made that determination yet.
Okay. And that was why I felt I needed to do a little extra effort on letting the residents know because, as you probably also know, rezoning is the chance for a public hearing, and if they're getting a notice that just says this evergreen, they're going to think about it being to the road to the south, which has been talked about for quite a while, and they're not even going to be aware of the northern area, and they kind of lose out on their public hearing opportunity. So I made up probably about 100 flyers. I walked down 49th Street. I did Evergreen, 51st, or Marquette, some of the homes on 51st Street. And I don't know if that's the result of a couple of people that are here or not, but maybe they, if it is, maybe they have some comments. But it would be, I think, warranted to have additional opportunity when the preliminary plat comes up, because that would be the residents on the north end's only opportunity, because since this public hearing is tied in with Evergreen. I hope I've tried to make my point somewhat clear in discussing how I felt that was laid out. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I did it three times, and that's usually you're out, so we'll do it one more time. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Okay. Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Mr. Deedle.
Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. Again, to describe this project a little bit more. So this is the first phase of probably a larger subdivision development. It's comprised of six lots and then a number of outlots. Outlots cannot be developed until they're converted into regular lots, so they would have to come back and do another subdivision plat. The six lots, three of them are located on the north side of Evergreen Street, two of them between this creek and the park, one to the west of the creek, and then one south of Evergreen Street. Then two lots, the final two lots, are on 51st Street, where this property butts up to 51st Street, approximately where Pleasant View would be extended. Each of these lots are meet all the size criteria that the R6 requires in terms of frontage and lot size and all those kinds of criteria. The stormwater management pond that was created for the road and the park are sized for the four lots that are proposed on Evergreen. The number of conditions that staff has are with technical details. Not all the natural resource features were shown on the plat, so those are a number of conditions that we have. Some of the stormwater management calculations to confirm that these are taken care of now or can be addressed later, those calculations have to be provided. And then there's also the county had reviewed this plat and had a number of concerns identified as well, one of which overlapped some of staff's suggestions in regards to the outlots. The county is asking for the outlots to be clarified and reconfigured to make it more clear who owns and what their uses are for. Staff had suggested that as well. It's my understanding that the developer will probably undertake those changes. But those were just staff suggestions, but county requesting that. I guess in more detail from the natural resources standpoint, the woodlands weren't identified, and some wetland information south of Evergreen Street and old floodplain information south of Evergreen Street was shown in the plat, so we want all that updated. And then other matters, I guess, follow-up items, conservation easements, a draft, development agreement, those kinds of things are among the conditions that staff is asking. So staff is recommending approval with those conditions, and I can note that staff is, as the conditions are written, staff is saying that those could be provided for staff review and approval. This preliminary plat still has to go to the Common Council for final approval. This process is a little bit different than a normal site plan or special use. It's all identified, this process, by state statute. It starts with the preliminary plat, review by Plan Commission, recommendation by Plan Commission, Common Council approval. The approval can be with conditions. When this preliminary plat is approved, however, this is the important part, they still have to come back with a final plat, for review and a recommendation from Plan Commission and approval by the council. But by state statute, the city cannot make any more changes to the plat after the preliminary plat is approved and when the final plat comes in, unless the developer makes changes or unless it's related to the conditions that we had in the preliminary plat. So a little bit different than the normal process that we have. But the big point is that this still has to go to Common Council.
Mr. Moore.
Mr. Deal says that there's some conditions. He was being very kind. My staff looked at it, and they actually recommended that, or actually asked me to deny it, because there's a lot of stuff missing. And we'd like to work with you. I like the project, but you got to give me something to work with, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So if we should decide to approve it, I guess I'd like to make sure that we have enough time to review it before it goes to council, so 1 week prior to the council packet. So like the Thursday is generally we have to get the things ready for the packet. So we need at least a week ahead of time. Otherwise, because there's just so much to review and so much incomplete, it's hard to really have a good comment on it.
Any issues with that? Rick? Hearing none. Sir, yes?
One, I would be interested in hearing what some of the concerns are, since it's a public hearing. And two, we did have some residents that came in, and I did ask them if they were here for the public hearing. They came in a little late, and they did say they may be interested in speaking.
Under all the circumstances presented, Mr. Mayor, and that there's not many people in the room, and that no one has left prior to the two citizens entering the room about 5 minutes ago, while it's extremely rare, I do not see a problem with reopening the public hearing, and the rationale on the record under the circumstances is that everyone in the room most likely can hear the substantial thunderstorm, severe rain pouring out there.
And don't wish to leave?
And made it more difficult to get here timely.
We will, given that opinion by the city attorney, we'll move back to the public hearing action. I will reopen the public hearing at 7:12. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? You better.
Good evening.
We need your name and address, please.
My name is Leah Suhasik, Suhaysik. I live at 4610 West Drexel Avenue. My husband and I are new residents to the Franklin area.
Welcome.
We are expecting our first baby girl. We just found out she's a girl. And we're very excited to make Franklin our home. Based on the fact that we have 1.1 acres of land that abuts the Root River, the East Channel, I believe across the river from where this land will be developed. And currently, am I correct in that? This is I didn't Google map the exact locations because it was very tricky, that very specific information. But I believe it's about 51st and Drexel, that sort of northeast area of there. Is that correct? Yes. And I will go on to say that in the 6 months we've lived in this neighborhood, we've come to love and appreciate Franklin very much. It's a great community. We're excited to raise our family here and stay here a long time. We also have two dogs that we love to walk in that back of Nature Valley. And since I've been there, I've seen the change of the seasons. I appreciate, as someone who appreciates the beautiful nature that we have, that there isn't much of left, to see the trees that are back there, the prairie grasses, the native flowers and animals and species that live there. And it is my concern as a resident of Franklin and a taxpayer that some of our natural green spaces will be destroyed. I'm also concerned the fact that it's very wet back there. Our backyard can be very, very wet. I can only imagine what someone's whole house will be like if they build on some of the very wet land. I can't speak to specifics. I'm not a scientist. I haven't evaluated the kind of dirt that's over there, but that would be my concern. So when I saw that this came in the mail, that there's a public hearing, I wanted to come and make my voice heard, that I'm very excited to be here, and I would love to have that land preserved as a place for the animals, plants, and for people to enjoy. I know that they recently put that Oak Leaf Bike Trail concrete path And so fellow dog walkers and bikers really seem to enjoy that, and I would be devastated if that was taken away from us in order for more homes to be built. Thank you for listening. Do you have any questions for me?
Congratulations.
Thanks. We're very excited. Thank you for your time.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I think we could address their concerns if we were able to put up a map. Is that possible at all?
I could show her this, if that helps any.
So, can you show me where you reside at?
This
is Drexel here.
Right.
This is 51st.
So we're that old farmhouse right here, right before that subdivision.
Okay.
So our property goes right to where that river is. Oh, it must be right.
Yeah, this is the little Stone Brook subdivision.
Oh, and then this one must be
Fire station is right here.
Oh, no. 47th is here. Then this is our home.
Okay, so you're over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So just for your information, the area where the trail goes through is starts way down here,
mm-hmm.
and it's this all this land. It goes up through there. It doesn't show it. The parking lot for the park is located here, and it comes in.
The tennis courts are right there.
Right, the tennis courts are right here. The area he's looking at developing are the lots along this section and, well, not obviously here.
Alderman Wilhelm, you might use this map as well. This shows more than one.
And he doesn't have really anything for development in this area. So it's just these lots here is what he's asking for tonight. And none of this area is developed. None of this deals with stormwater. So, and then up here by Marquette, this is the school
mm-hmm.
where the road comes out. This, so it would just be this section up on the north portion. So this all would remain, all of this remains, and all of this with the trail remains.
Okay. It's that empty lot that's...
Right, it's this part right here. It's a farmer's field right now.
Okay.
And both sides of it, which are farmer's fields, are two lots. And then...
May I have another question, comment?
Sure.
So, and I guess, like, he is coming to Drexel, to Franklin. Yay, I guess, good for us. How is that going to impact traffic on Drexel Avenue? Are stoplights going in at 51st and Drexel and anywhere along the way? Are you widening the road?
51st and Drexel is currently being, or will be studied for traffic for the future. This development...
Wouldn't affect that?
It's six lots.
Okay.
Figure two cars per lot.
Okay.
One trip in and one trip out plus a grocery store trip. That's not even.
So they would primarily use the Evergreen Drive as their entrance and exit?
Or four of them.
Okay.
And the other two would use Marquette.
Okay. Thank you very much. Would you like your map back?
Yes, thank you.
May I take it as an artifact?
You can have it later if you'd like.
Anyone else wishing to speak?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, my name is Mike Doble. I'm the consultant for Creative Homes. I have the review letter of July 5th for the preliminary plat. As Mr. Deedle and Mr. Morrow pointed out, there's some issues that we have to address technically. The big ones are the Natural Resource Protection Plan. We're actually going through, I went and walked the site, several weeks ago and then again this week. We're actually going to go through and remove some of the invasive species from the tree lines and then take a look at what we really have. And then if necessary, we'll add conservation easements to the property lines to protect the tree lines. The reality is there are some, nice hardwoods in those tree lines that we'll protect. The bottom line is that, we'll work with staff to put easements if necessary. As far as engineering comments go, the wetland needs bearing and distance, which is a technical correction, not a big deal to add. There was a comment about stormwater management calculations. I would say that the four lots on Evergreen have already been accounted for stormwater in the existing pond along Evergreen Drive. If you recall, when you approved the Evergreen road extension to the park, or the Evergreen Drive extension, That was shown as six lots originally. We've cut that down to four because we think that's a little more feasible. So we have four lots going into that pond versus the six that were planned for. And then in addition, the two lots that are up on 51st don't meet the criteria for stormwater management. If you remember, we did a CSM on Imperial Drive just a few years ago. We put two lots on Imperial Drive. It's the same situation. Less than, I think we're, you know, we don't meet the 10,000 square feet of impervious to trigger stormwater management for those particular lots. Now, in the future, if you look at the preliminary plat we turned in, there's an outlot four, and there's an area that we call out as reserved for future stormwater management. Actually, the county objected to the preliminary plat that you have because I kind of set aside those different outlots for all the different components of the subdivision in the future. Outlot 2 and 3 are just north of the lots on Evergreen. Those were kind of set aside for open space, and I just noted that they were retained by the developer for future development. Our plan would be is when we develop the rest of the land, which is essentially outlot 4, we would take those chunks of land, either leave them as open space, or if we wanted to add it to the park to the east, we could do that. The county objected to that because they don't like to see all this myriad of outlots that with no specific purpose in mind. So in talking to real estate at the county, what I told them I would do when we revise this plat and we work with staff on it is just combine all those outlots, 2, 3, 4, and 5, into a single outlot just retained by the developer for future development. If you look at outlot 5 on the preliminary plat, it's just a little sliver of land between one of our lots and 51st. We wanted to make sure we retained that piece of land in case we need to get an outlet for the pond to go out to 51st Street. So there's a method in, you know, for the madness you see on that map. And then finally, the last thing is the grading plan. Should you approve the preliminary plat before we finalize it with staff, we will do a grading plan for each of these six lots so you can kind of see how the grading works, and we'll get the city engineer to approve. So I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any. We would like to see you approve the preliminary plat tonight with the conditions. There none of the conditions that have been put forth by staff cause us any significant concern. So,
Given that, I will tell you that the next common council meeting is the 2nd, which means we need the corrections and the conditions met by tomorrow. Not particularly realistic for your part. So that would mean, can you get us new documents by?
And today, Monday?
For the second, for the meeting on the 2nd? Yeah, we could have something together for you by Monday.
I'm not asking for something together.
No, we could have the corrections. Yeah. Absolutely.
Ms. Moore.
I'm since you talk about outlot 5, I've got a real concern about that. I don't quite understand the concept of it. You actually, I think on one of your plans, actually had some contours, and it's not really wide enough to do a whole lot with. It appears that you sized 5 and 6, so you're just underneath that threshold, so it doesn't trigger the other things that you just mentioned. So,
correct.
So if that's the purpose of outlot 5, just so you can avoid it, it just throws up a lot of red flags and makes it. And you didn't give us enough information, as I understand, to really dig into it. So.
As I just explained, Outlot 5 was a strip of land left for us to be able to get access to 51st Street. So the eventual stormwater facility on Outlot 4, if we need an outlet out to 51st for drainage, rather than putting it in an easement on somebody's lot and grading across their lot at some future date, we have no idea when Marquette Avenue is going to get through. We don't control the land necessary to put Marquette Avenue through. So if I need to get us a pipe through there, for instance, I'd prefer to do it on an outlot than on somebody's yard 3-4 years down the road after that's been landscaped.
Can you at least show me where the ponds are? I mean, I see somewhere some of your other ponds are, but how would you get from those ponds to the pipe? You know, again, yeah, I have not enough information to really dig into it.
Guys,
Well, that information has been submitted, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. You see what my issue is, Rick. There's a lot of questions.
It loves it down.
A lot of good. And as you know, I want to get this done. Frankly, between you and me, we're tired of talking about it. But the package has got to be the package. And I don't sense that we have that. So if you can get this ironed out by Monday with firm documents, and get the staff questions answered, I'd be okay with a conditional approval, but it's up to the commission. Commissioner Fowler.
Do we need to close the public hearing?
Excuse me. I'll hereby close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fowler, thank you.
I also have some questions. I've seen developments. One, do we know if there are drain tiles in that farm field, old drain tiles? Let me just finish, please. I read the wetland report, and when he did the delineation of those wetlands, he said there was no standing water or any evidence of that on those fields, which is usually typical of a field that has drain tiles. I've been in this field, and I agree with the young lady who was talking about seeing this as very wet, and those yards and those areas are very wet. So I'm assuming there are some old drain tiles in those agricultural fields. Wisconsin farmers were very good. They loved the water, but they didn't like it when they were planting in the spring. So I'm assuming there's drain tiles that go to that drainage ditch of some type. They may not be connected anymore, but they probably still function to a certain extent. So my concern is we did some of this development before west of the grade school, Ben Franklin. There are six properties over there that have basements. Their sump pumps run 24/7 because they were constructed in a similar field like this, which did not show signs of having wetlands, but they were wetlands. So I would be very concerned. The city gets complaints. I think they used to get some complaints from those neighbors about what are you going to do about my sump pump. Some of them now have three sump pumps in their basement or two sump pumps in their basement. I don't want to see the city get stuck with a problem where we don't have one now. So I'm very concerned about that drainage. Second thing, the floodplain delineated on this map I don't think is accurate. I think it reflects old information. I've expressed concerns to this planning commission in the past, the data used to put together the 2008 update of the FEMA floodplain maps is still very old. It was done in the 70s and 80s. The only thing done to update that map was made digital, which was a big upgrade. However, the data used to put it together was still old. In Oak Creek and the KK watersheds, when they did the new updated data with the new rainfall patterns and the new hydrology based on what land use patterns had changed, they found that the flows went up on the KK about 13%. They went up about 15% on Oak Creek. My concern is if you look at that little subdivision down at 51st and Drexel, those properties are already close to what we would call a floodway and a floodplain. If we see these flows go up at the same rate that they have, your idea is to do development up north. I mean, our stormwater ponds are fine, but if you put a stormwater pond that ends up in the floodplain, it doesn't really do much good to prevent flooding. So I have some real concerns about the amount of water, one, not that these properties that you currently are asking for, but your future plans for development, and then the four lots that you have down along Evergreen, I have very much concerns for those properties being eventually put into a floodplain, and the residents would have no idea they were in one. And then they are not going to be unhappy with you. They are going to be unhappy with the city because we are allowing it to happen when we might have known about this. So I have some concerns about that. I don't know how they can be addressed in a short amount of time. I understand with the mayor, we want to get this done, but I don't want to leave the city short. So I have some further questions, but I'd open up to other commissioners.
Would you like me to address those concerns, Mr. Mayor?
Certainly, go ahead.
Just very, very briefly, I won't take a ton of your time. I think it is very safe to assume that there is drain tiles in that field. I would venture a guess that those drain tiles are still intact because I walked that field and it's not holding water. If you remember, just a couple of years ago, Evergreen Drive was extended to the new park, and the sewer line was put in right through there. So that entire roadway has sewer line. Typically, when a sewer line's put in, the sewer line will intercept any drain tiles that run perpendicular to it, right? And they're generally just reconnected as they go through. So, I mean, I don't see any evidence that the drain tiles are broken. And typically, because there's a drainage way, they would run the drain tiles to the drainage way, not necessarily north-south in this case. Mm-hmm. So they would run east-west. And if that's the case, the drainage way is not being disturbed. We're leaving it intact. So if the drain tiles daylight now to the drainage way, when the basements are put in, if they find drain tiles, the policy is to run that drain tile around the basement and continue that continuity of, because there has been cases where those drain tiles do get cut, even after a house has been in place. The drain tile downstream, four or five houses, gets mm-hmm. cut, and then it backs it up, and you have a situation like the constituents you're talking about where you have three, four sump pumps. So we'll make sure that doesn't happen, but we don't have a magic wand or a crystal ball to know where those drain tiles are. The only thing we can do is just have good policies in place as we develop to make sure they stay connected. And that's just something we do as a matter of course. And then as far as your concern of the floodplain and drainage way, the stormwater management and the drainage for Evergreen Drive for those four lots on the south end was handled when the city put the road through, and there's a retention pond for that. So, and we'll obviously the drainage for these lots will follow the drainage plan that was already created. The bigger concern is the two lots up on 51st. You know, they will essentially drain to the ditch line, and then eventually, in the packet, there's a 32-lot subdivision. It's the one with the air photo. I can see the image on your desk with the air photo with the rest of the subdivision development. You'll see in there that we do intend to eventually develop the remainder of these lots when Marquette Avenue is put through, whenever that may be. And there'll be a stormwater management facility associated with those lots, and it'll do everything we're supposed to do. One thing we can't do is, you know, redo the floodplains and restudy the entire drainage basin. It's just not something that's typically required for a subdivision to go through, and that's why we put on the stormwater management facilities, so that we slow the flow down and don't increase the floodplain as part of our stormwater management plan. Does that make sense?
It does, but again, I'm not more concerned with the floodplain. I understand your stormwater. I still have some concerns about those drain tiles. I've heard this before from contractors that they're going to do this. They don't always deliver. I'm not going to say you're not or you are, but that's fine. But the concern, again, I have is with the floodplain. There is new information, I believe, available on the Root River. I believe the data that was used here might be a little out of date. I'd defer to planning. I'd defer to the city engineer if there's better data to show.
I have that data. What,
so I think that needs to be put on this map so we understand. And I think it's going to go even more than that in the future. So I do have some concerns with that.
Any more questions for you? Commissioner Haley.
Well, just a comment, and I understand the desire to move forward with this because I see what you're doing. I'm not comfortable with all the missing information. I guess I am comfortable enough that staff will be diligent and move forward in those directions. Can you give us any clues on the future of this large outlot you'd be creating? I know you don't know when the street's going in, but is it the intention that at some point you'd be coming in with a revised plat for that outlot that would look something like this with the dead ends? And
in an ideal world, Rick Prisbella and Creative Homes would work to acquire the land to the north side of this. We've been in talks with that property owner. Those talks have been difficult, to say the least, to come to some sort of agreement. So the reality is Creative Homes did buy this property, so they own it now. They hold the deed to it. And I think Rick is going to continue to work with that property owner to the north. If he can acquire the property, then great. The reality is you'll see Outlot 4 combined with another piece of land to the north, and we'll come in with another preliminary plat that's hopefully more to staff's liking in a more complete fashion. That'll, you know, show how that road goes through, and we'll get Marquette Avenue pushed through and out to 51st. But until that happens, the reality is Rick Prisbella just bought a very expensive vacant piece of land to sit on until he can come to an agreement with the other property owner.
Then the vision is at that time it would probably, the revised plat would look something like this.
That's our hope, sir.
I think you're going.
That is our hope.
Yeah. One final.
Commissioner Fowler.
The intermittent stream determination, is that part of the condition that's going to be done?
Yep, that's one of our conditions.
The navigability.
Yep.
Because that would then eventually kick in to a future floodplain. They would actually map that.
Could potentially impact, if it's navigable, could impact two of those lots.
They will map it. So, just fair warning.
All right, without objection, there's two action items tonight. One is a rezoning. Take that C1 and make it R6. That's the rezoning in front of us. So, is there a motion, and the conditions do not apply to rezoning? That's next. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a portion of the certain parcel of land from C1 Conservancy District to R6 Single Family Residence District, a portion of the property at 7501 South 49th Street, which is approximately 1.867 acres?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion and a motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second motion includes the conditions that are in the ordinance in your packet. Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a preliminary plat for Evergreen Park Estates subdivision at approximately 7501 South 49th Street, subject to the conditions in the ordinance and receipt of appropriate documentation to staff by Monday, July 25th?
I'll make that motion.
On or before?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion and motion, Commissioner Fowler.
This will not then come back to the Planning Commission once we do this. We will not come back.
Mr. City Attorney.
With regard to the adding the on or before Monday, I think you just trust them, because what if they show up here and it's 5:05 and the door is locked and there's no engineering staff here? It's still Monday, et cetera, et cetera. And if you get them on Tuesday morning, it's probably just as good. So I would just let it work, and if it doesn't work, the city engineer can advise the common council.
And if it goes to the next meeting, it's not a big tragedy.
And the mayor's in control of the common council agenda, so this could be put over.
Let me, for the record, the applicant has indicated that a meeting delay does not have issue. Is there any legal issues on that?
We have enough time. We have enough wiggle room in the time frame. We're okay.
All right. Would you like to modify your motion removing the time frame?
I would.
Mr. Morrow. And the second was?
Second.
Okay. So we're back to the original motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for that, Rick. That'll help us all. Okay. And happy birthday, and I hope Mary got him a nice big present. Move on to another public hearing, item C2, Happy Trails Pet Supply Retail Store. It's a special use application. Paul Levine and Tiffany Levine, otherwise known as Happy Tails Pet Supplies. This is essentially is going in, proposed to go in the mattress firm and the shops at Window Village. Mr. Deedle, did I just do your thing?
Sure. The mayor started it off well for me. So it's the Shops of Wyndham Village Shopping Center, Highway 100 in Drexel. The vacant tenant space that used to be the mattress store across that open space or outdoor seating area from the Cousins Subs shop. So they're using part of that space, not all of that space. So, again, this kind of use is allowed, but only as a special use. As a special use, it has a public hearing. They are not proposing any exterior changes. They're proposing at this time only to have a pet supply store. They do envision possibly in the future having some grooming. However, that would be a different SIC code, and if they do wish to pursue that, they would have to do a UDO text amendment to allow that use in this district, which is the CC, City Civic Center District. And we've also indicated at that time, to give them a heads up, that staff would probably recommend that that be a special use as well. So at this time, they're only asking for the pet supply store. We only have two conditions. One, that there be no outdoor exercise area or outdoor area where they can, have pet waste deposited on the ground. And if anything inadvertently happens, that they have a plan for review and approval by staff of how they would take care of that.
Hey, Jimmy, go clean it up.
So it hopefully will be a really simple plan, like just a paragraph. But we're recommending approval of just those two conditions. But there is a public hearing.
Notice is hereby given that the Planning Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 21st, 2016 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to your public comment regarding an application by Kenneth Paul Levine and Tiffany Lynn Levine, DBA Happy Tails Pet Supplies, LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification, Title Number 5999, Miscellaneous Retail Stores Not Elsewhere Classified, to allow for the operation of a retail pet supply store use, including the sale of natural/healthy pet food, treats, supplements for dogs and cats, toys, beds, collars, pet dishware, etc., upon property zoned CC City Civic Center, located at 7700 South Lovers Lane Road, Suite 210.
Here's we have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Aunt Tiffany? Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. Questions for staff from the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions upon for the approval of a special use for a retail pet supply store upon a property located at 7700 South Loomis Road, Suite 210 at the Shops of Wyndham Village?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion and a motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to business matters, item T1A, master sign program for Orchard View Shopping Center, essentially allowing signage at the end caps of the building. Mr. Deagle.
Yes, and a little bit of background, because I needed to be refreshed on this as well. Master sign program is required for those developments that have multiple commercial establishments. And it's triggered when they require a sign change or just when they ask for it. So some people ask for it because they would like additional signage. Other people are required to do this because they're just asking for a change and that's what triggers it. In this instance, the only difference between our current standards for location and amount of signage and what they're asking for is just to be allowed to have the second sign on the end of their stores instead of just one sign on one side. Otherwise, they're following all the normal city standards. And then the big picture would be the more that they're asking for beyond what city's normal standards are, the higher the standards should be for the aesthetics. So they're not asking for much deviation, so staff's not asking for much in terms of the aesthetics either. They are doing the internally lighted channel and not to stick too far out from the wall, not above the roof of the building. We feel that's okay. So we're recommending approval. And it's got standard conditions, as all of these do. Typically, these are reviewed by the Building Inspection Department, approved by the Architectural Review Board. Any holes in the walls have to be fixed. Those standard conditions are also included here.
Questions for staff from the commission?
No objections to the condition?
Not that I'm aware of.
We like them. Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a master sign program for Orchard View Shopping Center? The address is being 7140 through 7240 South 76th Street.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion and a motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Adjourn.